Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. Tonight, I have a horrifying tale about a lake. You know, after moving to Tennessee, lakes are just about in every direction you look. So you just never know what's down below. When I was younger, something happened that made me fear thunderstorms even into adulthood. Something that my parents are certain was a dream, but with the rash of missing pets and now 2 children, I feel as if I should write this down to warn people, even if no one believes me. I was around 10, and my family pulled money together to rent a cabin by the lake. All my aunts and uncles and cousins shared it. It was rather crowded, but I really didn't mind. At first, it was the best 2 weeks of my life. We could just run down into the lake whenever we wanted. We went fishing from the docks, but for some reason, my favorite pastime was collecting freshwater mussels. I wasn't sure of the type of mussels, but the locals hated them. Apparently, they were a new invasive species and did a great deal of ecological damage. So, they encouraged us kids to pull them from the lake in buckets. Every day we collected them from the little lake beach we had in front of our cabin. The mussel shells would cut our feet as we stepped on them running into the lake. We dumped them into a plastic kiddie pool that had a crack on it that no one got around to throwing it away. One of the adults must have been tossing them away when they got dried out because every morning the kiddie pool was either empty or almost empty. That was how I spent my 2-week vacation with my cousins. We ran about in the way only children could, screaming and causing problems. We ate nothing but junk food, and at night, being so tired from our daily chaoses, we slept the moment the sun went down. I wished my entire life could be just that. Napping whenever and eating whatever. No homework or any kind of responsibilities. But all good things come to an end. The night before we were set to leave, my cousins thought it would be a good idea to let me watch my first horror movie beyond a PG-13 rating. It was some slasher film I still haven't found the name of. Low budget and poorly made. But when you're young, everything is real to you. The slasher was killing people in the woods in the movie, and our cabin was surrounded by woods. For the rest of the day, I refused to look at the trees, fearing I would see a dark figure of a man holding a bloody knife waiting for me or my family. My mother was angry for us watching such a movie, but in a way glad for it. Some pets had gone missing, and on the other side of the lake, a little girl had gone missing the first week we arrived. It was something that she didn't tell us until years later, but she thought if we were scared of the woods, we wouldn't go out at night. At least, not until they found out what wild animal was responsible for the missing pets and the girl. I was in bed, sharing a room with my cousin who was dead asleep. The fear of the slasher in the woods and the fear of having to go home the next day kept me awake. No matter how hard I tried to sleep, I just couldn't. The hours passed, and I finally gave up. It was muggy in the room, and I kicked off my thin sheets and went to the window to crack it open to get some fresh air. We kept it closed because the screen had fallen out, and there was nothing to keep the bugs out. I thought a few minutes wouldn't do much harm. I looked out, shuddering at the sight of the trees in the dark. Low rumbling in the distance signaled a storm coming. My mother did say it would storm and cool down for tomorrow. The rain might help with the muggy heat, but sometimes it just gets muggier after a storm. I sighed, feeling a slight breeze on my face. I didn't want to go back home. I wanted to stay at the cabin, slasher killer in the forest and all. I was about to close the window when another breeze came, a stronger one carrying a ghastly smell. A rotting fish smell. The first day there, we had caught a fish. A small one on a rocky edge of the lake. We tried to release it back into the lake, but it jumped out of my cousin's hand and between the rocks we couldn't reach. The sight was funny at first, but by the third day, the stench was so bad we didn't go fishing there again. It was like that smell, but as if it was 100 fish had died. My toes almost curled from the smell. It was a wonder my cousin didn't wake up from the stench drifting up. After the smell came the sound. A soft crunching. A sound that made my skin prickle in fear. I had never heard anything like it before. Maybe like how a dog chews away on a bone, teeth on something hard biting and chewing away. It scared me, sure, but it was so weird I had to look down and around trying to figure out what on earth was going around. That was when I saw it. Under the window, by the kiddie pool we had filled with mussels one last time. A dark figure I couldn't make out hunched over the pile grabbing at the mussels, then shoving them into its mouth. It was so dark, I could only make out a little. It sort of looked human-shaped, and it looked wet. I leaned out the window a little more, trying to get a better look. Whatever it was must have heard me, and its head turned mid-grab to stare up at me. Thunder rumbled louder as I stared down at the face of a monster. Yellow eyes glowed in dark, empty-looking eye sockets. Face so dark and black I couldn't make out the features, but I could make out the rows and rows of teeth when it opened its mouth to shove another handful of mussels in and crunching away at them. I froze, unable to believe what I was seeing. It didn't seem real. A slasher killer was believable because that was just a person stalking others in the dark. I had never believed in monsters or ghouls. Even at the gullible age I was oddly grown when it came to such subjects. And yet, I was looking down at a monster. It stared at me, never breaking eye contact. While still looking up at me and its mouth wide and smiling, it started to walk towards the cabin. I was on the second floor, and our first floor doors were locked. If it got inside, my uncle and aunt had camped out in the living room for the night. They could stop it, or at least slow it down if it got inside the cabin. I felt safe for a few seconds, listening to the wet footsteps from the ground below. But that feeling faded when the creature reached out a webbed clawed hand onto the cabin and started to pull itself up. Yellow eyes still staring, teeth still smiling. So slowly it crept closer to me, climbing the side of the cabin. Each time its hand hit the side of the cabin to pull itself up, I could hear a sickening wet slapping. I should have screamed. I should have woken up my cousin. I should have just shut the window, but my body had just shut down. I couldn't move. I could only watch as the thing got closer and listen to the rumbles of the thunder threatening a storm. The smell was getting worse as it crept even closer. My heart was beating so fast I started to get dizzy and my vision started to fade. I willed myself to move from the window, but nothing of myself would move. I couldn't pull myself away from the sight. As the creature climbed, I could hear it. It was making a sound that haunted my nightmares since, a low, excited inhale of breath. Closer it got until, if I wanted to, I could reach out and touch it. I could make out its face a bit better now. It was flat and as dark as the night. No nose to speak of, just those horrible eyes and teeth. I felt the clawed hands come onto the windowsill right next to mine. The fish smell almost overpowered the rest of my senses, but I could still hear that awful sound as it opened its mouth right in front of my face. I stared down, directly down its throat, ready to have my face bitten off by those countless teeth. A crash of thunder shook the cabin. It was so sudden, I was snapped out of my trance. I screamed and fell back as the world went white, blinding my vision. I grabbed the window and slammed it down, finding no clawed hands on the sill. I still saw the top of the creature's head, but I didn't stick around. I ran screaming from the room and right next door, banging on it, begging someone to come and save me. Soon, the entire cabin was awake, and I just sat in the hallway sobbing about the monster. No one took me seriously. My cousin was very upset that I had woken him up. Everyone blamed the storm for suddenly scaring me awake or giving me nightmares. I still refused to go back to my room. I stayed in the living room with my aunt and uncle. I almost settled down after they blocked all the doors with chairs. At least they were humored by that much. I was so stressed out, I didn't even think about the first floor windows. For the rest of the night, I stayed awake listening to the storm, but I swore between the thunder, I heard that excited sound. I never really spoke about this to my family. I went about my life, but any time a storm rolls in, I'm forced to relive those few minutes. I've kept an eye on the news in the area where the cabin is. It's been pretty normal until recently. Now, a boy and girl are missing. I have a feeling more are going to go missing if someone doesn't do something. I have some money saved, so I decided to go back to that area. I can't rent the same cabin that we stayed in, but I'm going back to that lake to see if I could do anything. I don't know why that monster didn't eat me that night. Maybe it was so full I wasn't worth the trouble. But if I can't do anything to protect this area, please, lock your doors. Keep your windows shut and pets inside. And if you hear strange noises outside, don't look. Whoa, that was a really interesting story, and I almost feel like something like that is definitely possible out here in Tennessee, amongst other states as well, I'm assuming. I just hope that I never encounter any creature like that in real life. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and again, like always, spread me like butter.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.